For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. One of the suspects from a January 2024 attempted murder and kidnapping in Geneva County has had their bond reduced. On Wednesday, Shaylin Diaz had her bond amount lowered to 100 grand. Prosecutors say Diaz lured a man on a fake date, and when the two were alone, a second suspect came out from hiding and began choking and stabbing the man. Alabama motorists are being urged to prepare for new distracted driving laws set to go into effect this summer. Under the terms of Senate Bill 301, anyone caught texting or talking on the phone while driving could be fined up to $50 for a first offense. And former Alabama head football coach Nick Saban was in D.C. this week to testify at a Senate hearing about the impact name, image, and likeness deals have had on college sports. At a roundtable discussion, Saban lamented NIL as being one of the factors that led to his retirement. A Dale County man who admitted to setting a car on fire says someone made him do it. Police say around 3 a.m. Wednesday morning, 54-year-old Jesus Cisneros set a car on fire at an auto body shop and claimed an ex-employee threatened him into doing it. Cisneros was arrested on arson charges and the threats are being investigated. Dollar Tree says that it will shut down around 1,000 stores after huge quarterly losses. The company owns Family Dollar and Dollar Tree with hundreds of locations throughout Alabama. Officials confirming a net loss of over $1.7 billion in the fourth quarter. Around 600 stores will close in the first half of the fiscal year 2024. Funeral services for a former Alabama Congressman and Dothan native are set for this weekend. Visitation for Terry Everett will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Rehoboth Baptist Church. The funeral will follow at 11. Terry Everett died this week at the age of 87. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.